Tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. As you may have just heard from that last brief message, it is Monday, June 27th at 3 p.m. This program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4. Recently, it hasn't quite been the case. I'm just out of sorts, out of radio sorts, and it's time to get myself back in line, back in some angular lines, social realist lines, as the name of this group recalls to my mind, at least. They're called Conduct. They're from Winnipeg, Manitoba. This song's called Fear and Desire. I'll get back to you on the other side with why we may be hearing from them now here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9. That is Winnipeg, Manitoba's very own Conduct. A record called Fear and Desire that they put out at early last year, early 2015. Conduct, the name, I really like the name. I like the singular use of a noun, but a noun kind of denoting some sort of movement or abstract movement, as in conduct, movement of, a nature that needs to be judged. Anyway, it puts into my mind like charcoal-toned, like Soviet realist or socialist realist paintings with like very straight cut lines and, I don't know, hands pointing forward or whatnot. Conduct is a group that played last week as part of the Sled Island Music, Art, Film, Comedy Festival that takes place each year in Calgary. Happened last week. It's their 10-year anniversary, which is very nice, very well organized, well balanced festival at this point, I'd say. The point is not to delve into that now and all the details. However, I was able to meet up with this group while I was there in town. Very nice guys. Josh, Steven, Nick, and Graham make up the group Conduct. Had a nice chat. Chatted about community radio in Winnipeg, CKUW, which they've been involved with in the past. That's always nice to hear about that and to hear about how things are going in Winnipeg. The thing is, I sat down and not just chatted, but then recorded an interview with the group. However, it was a recorder I hadn't used before, and so when I pressed record, it was in a standby mode, and then you have to hit play in order for it to record. So I didn't record the interview, which is too bad. It was loud anyway. I don't know if it would have sounded great. Point being, don't have the audio from the interview. However, I jotted down notes, and with some of the things we talked about, I think there is good content to be had this week garnered from that interview. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto, and I am the host. So we're focusing on Conduct this week. They, outside of Sled, which they played last week, they were also part of the inaugural Pretty Good, Not Bad festival in Victoria, which was, I think, 2 weeks ago. And I heard that went, not to be cheeky, but I heard it went pretty good. Pretty good. They played with Freak Heatwaves and Lieutenant Frank Dickens, who is, of course, from here in Vancouver. So they have been doing the summer Canadian festival circuit a little bit. Their record, Fear and Desire, which we heard the title track from to open the episode, as I said, came out last year on a record label that Nick from the group runs and has started. Of course, it's small scale right now, but it's called Public Tone, and they put out their own record. We're going to get into another group that they're going to be releasing later on in the episode. The other fun fact, interesting fact about the record is that Steve Albini produced it, which, I mean, take with a grain of salt, I guess. I know he's very good at what he does, but it also puts this unnecessary tag onto the release, as in, oh, it's Steve Albini, and doesn't that mean something? And who knows? Conduct stands on its own. It's a very good record. We're going to hear another song from the album called Public Issue. And then, yes, I'm going to play a Shellac song. So stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. This song is called Public Issue by, one more time, the band from Winnipeg called Conduct. We'll be right back.
Carnaval del Sol, an outdoor Latin fiesta at Concord Pacific Place, is returning on July 9th and 10th. Pack your summer colorful clothes and come eat, play, and live Latin America. Carnaval del Sol is a two-day festival featuring 250 musicians and traditional folk dancers, a culinary show, a World Mini Cup Series soccer tournament, a fashion show, mini chef for kids, Latin American food vendors, and a beer garden. Bring the family and friends. Entrance is free. Enjoy life with Carnaval del Sol on July 9th and 10th at Concord Pacific Place. Returning on July 7th to 16th is the 6th Annual Indian Summer Festival, a multidisciplinary arts festival in Vancouver that features some of the finest artists and visionaries from Canada, South Asia, and beyond. This year's special guest for the pre-festival curtain raiser on June 10th is Waris Ahluwalia, noted actor, model, and designer, who was most recently in the news for his campaign, hashtag Fear is an Opportunity to Educate, when he was prevented from boarding a flight because of his turban. Spend an evening with an iconoclast who works across the globe and across disciplines with an unwavering commitment to creating a more thoughtful way of living. Visit IndianSummerFest.ca for all the details.
That was Shellac from their highly acclaimed record At Action Park, a song called The Idea of North. The idea of North possibly being Canada? I don't know, but Steve Albini, the main creative force behind Shellac, is also well known as a producer slash engineer, and engineered the record Fear and Desire by Winnipeg's Conduct, who we've heard a couple tracks from that album thus far this afternoon here on CITR 101.9 FM, program called The Burrow. We heard the title track Fear and Desire to open up the show this week, and at the top of that last set was a song called Public Issue before The Idea of North by Shellac. Tunic is another band from Winnipeg who is going to be putting out their first full-length album on Public Tone Records, which, as I mentioned before, is a grassroots, I don't know, a fresh label from run by Nick from Conduct, the band. They've put out a split single with Conduct in the past, and they've got a full length coming out on Public Tone later on this summer, I believe, or maybe in September. Got a track here from Tunic called Sandpaper to play for you all. This band is also very, very good. Saw them play in a record store last week, and it was loud and aggressive and also forward thinking while still raging. The song is called Sandpaper. You're listening to it here on The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Sit back, relax.
Don't miss Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, with plenty of funk, soul, surf, and more music. Wednesdays, 8 to 10 a.m. on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter, at Jack Velvet Radio. Find us online at jackvelvet.net.
Wasn't originally intending for that set to go as long, but sometimes just get into a beautiful rhythm, and you just cannot go without that one extra industrial neo-goth punk track. You're listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Before that, those messages. The last song that we heard was from a local trio called Softis, who deservedly so has been getting some good airtime and good recognition around here, at least. If you were tuned in to my neighboring program, Parts Unknown, you would have already heard Softis. Well, that's how it goes sometimes. That was the opening track, Minor Meltdown, from their new record. Pretty brand new at this point, only about a month or so off the presses, called Absolute Truth. For that was Hussy, H-S-Y, Toronto's Hussy. Back in the fall or maybe winter, if you were tuned into this show, you would have heard plenty of Hussy when this record called Basque came out. And my favorite song from the album called Feeder. Hussy played last week in Calgary as part of Sled Island Festival, and it was just great, just so loud, no pauses. They have a machine that's kind of doing industrial noises in the background, and then it's guitar, or two guitars, a bass, and drums, which half of the drums are actually a drum machine. That's being played, but the kind of harsh noise grating along in the background doesn't stop the entire time. So the other instruments might, but the entire time there's a kind of a loud drone going on in the background, and it's just makes it quite intense. And it was wonderful. Dry Heave was before that. Those two bands just seem so relatable as far as their structure and the songs. Dry Heave have an EP called Controvirtual out, and that was called Good Shirt is the song. They're from Calgary, and they're gonna be here in town, here in Vancouver, this Thursday, playing with Softis, as well as Mascara, which is a project of Nick Hughes, who's done Shearing Pinks and Et Al and others. So check that out. It's going to be a good show. And I believe for next week on this program, which would be, the first edition in July, I should have an interview with Dry Heave prepared for that episode. I'm going to try to meet with them on Thursday when they're here in town, and should be able to get that ready for next Monday. And opening up the set was Tunic, a band from Winnipeg, with a song called Sandpaper. The refrain goes something along the lines of, I will rub sand on my face, something like that. Very visceral. Anyhow, Tunic is putting out a record in September on a label called Public Tone, which finally brings me back to the basis of this week's episode, which was a chat I had with the band called Conduct, who are from Winnipeg, and Nick from Conduct runs the label called Public Tone. We heard some tracks from Conduct's record Fear and Desire earlier in the show, and I've chatted a bit about that. Going to get into some requests that I got from the band now for this next set, starting with a trio who I believe is from Saskatoon. I ran into this single a while back, probably over a year ago at this point, or about a year ago, a song called Virus by the Avulsions. And, you know, I just can't confirm it, but for some reason, I'm associating this with Saskatoon. They are a trio making nice lo-fi punk-leaning music, gothic punk-leaning music. This song is called Virus here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Bring your camera.
This is a song called Troop in Trouble by a Chicago-based duo called U.S. Maple. They put out a record called Acre Thrills on Drag City. It came out in 2001. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. And that song was a request made by one of the members of Conduct from Winnipeg. So the episode this week has been based upon a chat that I had with the band Conduct while I was in Calgary. I won't call it an interview because, unfortunately, the recorder that I was using, I forgot to hit record. So there is no audio existing for the interview. However, I've kind of based this episode off of a bunch of artists or movements, what have you, that we mentioned and talked about. So U.S. Maple, Troop in Trouble. Before that was The Avulsions, a group from Saskatoon with their song Virus. Really, really like that song. One of the other things that was brought up, we were talking about the Winnipeg music scene versus possibly the Vancouver music scene, and they're mentioning how it's a smaller town, less people, and that not shows aren't quite as ubiquitous or as prevalent. And so what happens is that a lot of the shows are going to have a much broader range, more mixed bills as far as genres of music goes, which I find very exciting and interesting. And you don't see it as much in Vancouver. A lot of times you have the punk music playing, the punk bands playing together. Then you'll have your hardcore show and you'll have your electronic show and your folk show. But they're saying in Winnipeg it really doesn't happen that way. You see a lot of bizarre mixed bills, which I think is quite exciting. And in the spirit of that, to close the episode before we jump to Jade, who's on next with a little bit of soul. Speaking of mixed bills, always interesting transition between this show and Jade's show, which is why you tune in to CITR 101.9 FM. One of the requests from the band was Rat King, which is a rap group from New York, who had a record come out last year called So It Goes, which is pretty good. I never play hip hop on this show. I have a bit of a passion for hip hop, and it's just not quite the purpose of the show, but I found a way this week to sneak one in here to finish the show. Rat King, it's a song called Canal. Thanks again to the guys from Conduct for chatting with me last week. Check out their record, Fear and Desire. You can find it on Bandcamp for simplicity's sake, and also order physical copies if you like. Their first record is also quite good, and it's called Departures. So look them up. Good group. And I don't know, check out what's happening in Winnipeg. If it's along the same lines of things like Conduct and Tunic, then it's quite good. Thank you all for listening. Jade's on next. This is Canal by Rat King.
Gave me the chance, but I stay blind. I live me lots of love. jack up. Kids had a stand up, stand up. Bitchin' and moanin', they give up the gap up. Think the city gets let up, better to check up. Kids that is fed up, instead of bitchin' and moanin', they get up and get up.
I'm Watercross.